tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God is doing in the earth realm. Dan, God is doing some great and awesome stuff in the earth realm. I hear all kind of news, and they're not good. All these news are not good. They're saying Christianity in America is dying, and on all these news. But I'm here to say Christianity is on the rise. Nothing is going to die. This Christianity, the message of Jesus Christ, is alive and well. And guess what? It's on the rise. It's rising more than when Jesus left. Because when Jesus left, he only left 12 people. See how the devil likes to twist things? When Jesus left the herd, he only left 12 people. 12 people to go and bring this message. Jesus has millions. You're somebody.
That's good.
Jesus has millions today of us to bring the gospel. If the gospel of Jesus Christ is on the rise and ever increasing, and we're never going to let the devil lie. I tell you. Now, the gospel, the church is dying. No, the church is alive.
It's alive and thriving.
Well, oh, come on, somebody. Don't let me start a preach here. We come here this morning, man. We are full of the joy of the Lord and the grace of God and the word of God. The word of God gives joy, you know. This thing is life. The word, that is life. It's not dead. You get that word. The Bible says, man, the word is quick. It is sharper than any what? Two-edged sword. It can go inside of you and cut all the dead stuff out. Let that word go inside of you. Cut out all those junk, all those dead stuff in us, and let we just grow in the grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. I love you guys. You guys have been tuning in all week with us, listening to our voice here. But we want to encourage you to hear the voice behind the word of God on this radio program. You hear our voice, but we want you to hear the real voice, the voice behind what we're saying, behind the word of God. That's the voice that we hope you will hear and will propel you and will motivate you and help you to become a person of excellence. So be excellent, or else you know what you're going to be. You're going to be obsolete. I don't want to be obsolete, so I choose what?
Excellence.
Go ahead.
Yes. The church will never become obsolete
never.
As long as God's people continue to operate in excellence.
Yeah.
So you are to bring your gifts into the church. Sometimes there's such a big separation. We think, oh, the church is just for the 2 hours on Sunday, or the hour on Sunday, or the 45 minutes on Sunday, or whatever your time frame is for church. But we are to bring our gifts into the church. That's the safest place to practice your gifts. We have several people through our ministry practicing the gifting within the church, then they go and they start their own businesses. It develops confidence. It develops excellence. It brings forth a product, a portfolio of things that you have done. We have people who have volunteered within different places that the church had, thrift stores, different stuff. And as they're in there working with excellence, people who are looking for employees come in.
Yeah.
And they get hired from their volunteer position. So we want to encourage you, wherever you are, whatever you are doing, to do it with excellence, the excellence that God created you in, his image. You are created in the image of God, an excellent image, and through the blood of Jesus Christ, you are at peace with God, and you are above reproach. God is not mad at you. He is not an enemy of you. So continue to move forward in the things of God. So we've been talking all this week about being excellent or becoming obsolete. So we left off yesterday at the end of Daniel chapter 2. So Daniel, he passed the test. He proved the genuineness of his excellence, of his relationship with God. He used his gifting, and it brought him before kings. It brought advancement for him and for his three friends. So we know, as we go now into Daniel chapter 3, that King Nebuchadnezzar He made a golden image for himself, and they put forth a mandate that anybody, when they heard the sound of the instruments and symphony, that they were to bow down immediately and to worship this golden image. But there were some people that refused to do so. In Daniel chapter 3, starting at verse 13, then Nebuchadnezzar, in rage and fury, gave the command to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying to them, is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the gold image which I have set up? Now, if you are ready, at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, and symphony with all kinds of music, and you fall down and worship the image which I have made, good. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the golden image which you have set up. So they had one more opportunity to bow down to this golden image. Yeah. He told them flat out, he said, I'm going to give you one more chance to serve my God. He said, no matter how many chances you give us, we're not going to do it. We serve a God that is greater, a God who is able to deliver us from any consequence that you put forth. The consequence was they were to go into the burning fiery furnace. They said, we serve a God who is greater, who's able to deliver from the burning fiery furnace. And they said, and if for some reason he happens not to do it, he still could have.
Yes.
So they were confident. Now, this is the test of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Remember, in the previous chapter, Daniel had his own test that he passed.
I love it right there. And we can just look at it in our life here and in our situation. Because the word of God is true then, it's true now, and it's going to be true forever. So it's true at the time of Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It is true with them. Why was it so? Because they have a relationship. These guys have a relationship, a genuine relationship. They did not only have a head knowledge, they have a heart knowledge of the true and living God. You know, once they had this, once you have this experience or this relationship, then nothing will move you now. There's a difference between serving a living being and serving an idol, something that made out of gold. There's a difference between the two. Their God was made out of stone, gold, silver. Now, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego serve a God that is not made by hand. That was a big thing. Their God, Diane, is a living spirit. And they know, they experience it. And here are the declaration I love. One, we're not going to bow to an idol. We know better than that. Than to bow to an idol. We know an idol, we know 100% can't save us.
Mm-hmm. An idol will keep you idle.
So let's just reason for a couple of minutes here this morning. An idol can't save you. You're right. Just keep you idle. That's it. But we know a living God can do that. Now, just don't, Shadrach, Meshach, now, don't get it twisted, King. We know he can deliver us. There's no question. But if he don't deliver us, it's okay. He has a greater purpose why he don't do it. We're not going to all get mad here. Oh, your God didn't deliver you. He made it clear already. If God, we're not going to question his power to deliver us. But if he doesn't choose to do it, it's for his greater good. Can we do that? When we come to God, we say, God, we know you can do this thing. There's no question in my mind that you can do it. But watch this. If you choose not to do it, it's for a greater purpose. And I'm done with that. Like those who say, I'm done with whatever you choose, God. If you're going to do the delivery, you choose to deliver, then I'm done with that. If you don't want to, I'm done with it too, because it's for a greater purpose. Mm-hmm. That these guys were settled, Diane. They were settled. So they says, we don't have to go debate this thing. It is settled. We're not going in. We're not going to bow to your idol. We will not bow to an idol. We bow only to one true and living God. Can we do that today in our world, that we can make a quality decision that all the things that around us is want our time, want us to serve them? We will object serving things that can't help us, and we will serve God only. Thou shalt not serve the Lord thy God, what? Only him. Let's make a quality decision on this morning. Go ahead, Diane.
So we know that their test came, even though they were connected to Daniel, their own test came. So it doesn't matter who you are connected to, you will still be tested. So you have to pass your own test. We have to be aware. You can't be mad when the test comes. It's an opportunity to prove excellence. It's opportunity to prove genuineness of our position. So they go into the fire. And in the midst of the fire, the king calls it out. He says, I see a fourth man loose in the fire, and that he looks like the Son of God. So we know that when they came out of the fire, that they were not burnt. They did not smell like smoke. And going down to verse 28, Nebuchadnezzar's response, Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him. And they have frustrated the king's word and yielded their bodies that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own. Therefore, I make a decree that any people, nation, or language which speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made an ash heap, because there is no other God who can deliver like this. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. So they passed the test, and they received their own promotion based off of their own merit. They passed their test. So each and every one of us must pass our test. Despite who your pastor is, despite who your mom is, your grandma is, you're going to have to pass your own test. So we have to choose to remain excellent, steadfast, immovable. We have to believe that God is on our side. And if God is for you, who can be against you? Through every fiery furnace, there is a fourth man in the fire. There is a fourth man who is there to ensure that you are not burnt up. God loves you. He loves you. He loves you. Make it
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Waylon specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Waylon Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit waylonduff.kw.com. Waylon Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.
You're listening to Brevard County's very best in contemporary